Proclamation number 6756 of 6th of February, 1957. Light and power conduction. Spiritual guides. Every spiritual thought is an emanation from the spiritual kingdom. It is the human being's mind or heart and, depending on his soul's maturity, it is taken up and the connection between earth and the spiritual kingdom is now also established. And inexhaustible can now be the source from which the human being can now drink for his salvation. The source of illuminated spiritual knowledge, thus of thoughts which make the human soul happy, is and always will be only God. But he constantly guides his rays of light into the universe and thus radiates his light through the spiritual world, which serves him by constantly receiving and forwarding it, so that everything which makes itself ready to receive light and strength will be provided with light and strength. And the world of light, the beings of light, see through everything. And they also always brightly and clearly recognize where they can direct the light, where the beings in the beyond are ready to receive and where people desire light and strength. And therefore no human being on earth will go empty-handed, no human being's desire will remain unfulfilled. Whoever desires spiritual food will receive it, and he will not need to starve. Only the desire to learn something from God and the truth is necessary, and then the willingness to also accept the answers, for these can then only come from God who knows about every desire and who is exceedingly happy to fulfill such a desire. The ways he chooses and the way he answers are often so wonderful and testify to himself. But no one expects the answer in vain. Only he must also allow himself to be guided and not offer any resistance. In addition, however, every human being has his spiritual guide who is only ever concerned about the human being's perfection on earth. This guide also knows about the willingness, he knows about the degree of maturity of the human being entrusted to him for care on his earthly path. And this guide will use every opportunity to integrate the human being into the process of diverting strength and light. He is guaranteed to work on the human being in accordance with God's will and open up all sources for the thirsty souls to refresh themselves. And therefore the human being should completely hand himself over to God and entrust himself to him. And he will truly administer food and drink to him directly or through his messengers of light, who are one with him, who create and work in his will, who receive light and strength directly from him and supply countless beings with it again and who let their spiritual emanation flow to every soul which willingly opens itself to receive strength. In earthly life the concept of receiving light and strength is incomprehensible to people as long as they only live a purely worldly life. But as soon as they allow spiritual thoughts to arise in them, they understand what they are lacking. They recognize the lack of freedom and the weakness and thus desire light and strength. And the way that desire is fulfilled is proof that their spiritual thoughts have been taken into account in a world which can provide information because it is in contact with the source of light and strength. The spiritual desire will receive unlimitedly but from a kingdom which, again, can only be entered spiritually. But what he receives is a good which will no longer be lost to him, even if he loses his earthly life. He himself now likewise becomes a power station from where it can be passed on again, because a constant exchange of light and power must take place where a life is to be. And only the human being can awaken to life when light and strength flow to him, which he desires and receives in free will. and God's will is that every human being attains life. Therefore, no human being is denied the flow of light and strength. He only needs to take hold of the thoughts which circle around him from that world and thus open himself through them. And he will awaken to life and never lose this life again. Amen.